Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about business communication etiquette. What are the new rules of communicating? My guest today is the CEO of NMA and Natalie Manor & Associates. She has spent the last 24 years earning the respect of her clients by providing them with proven best practices so they can master their business lives and personal lives by getting clear, getting confident, and becoming effective faster than they ever thought possible. We're honored to have on the phone today a mentor, trainer, and a coach who is a master at solving your people issues, Miss Natalie R. Manor. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Sparkplug. I love your enthusiasm, and I just have to compliment you so much for promoting women. Right place, right time, and it's just so, so exciting. I've spent the last 24 years being mentored by some of the most marvelous women and men, but women, in the world, and it's nice to have a couple of gray hairs on my head and be able to pass that back, you know?
Well, I want to thank you once again for joining us all the way from Tennessee. What part of Tennessee, and how far is it from Chattanooga?
Oh, it's somebody says it's 3.5 hours to Chattanooga. It takes me 4, and it's Johnson City, and it's in the Tri-City area. So we're tucked up right next to North Carolina and Virginia. It's a wonderful place. I moved here from New Hampshire 5 years ago, and I can't believe it took me this long to get here. It's beautiful.
All right. Well, are you ready to talk about business communication etiquette?
Always, every second, every moment of the day.
All right. Well, let's start with email. What are the top 3 rules for sending a good email, and why are there rules?
Well, you know what, Sparkplug, I got to tell you, we have now moved from the spoken word, networking, telephones, to email as the number one way that we communicate with one another. And we do it badly sometimes, and we do it badly unconsciously. And so we've come up with some rules that will help us be very, very good communicators. And the number one rule is have a good subject line. Make it part of what you're trying to say. If you want to have lunch on Thursday, make the subject line lunch on Thursday. It may seem very, very simple, but people are not doing that. Let's just say that you and I had an email that went back and forth to each other 3 or 4 times. By the time it gets to the 4th time, I want you to change that subject line because we probably are not on the same subject. So how do you file it? How do you find it? Where is it? We constantly spend time trying to find that email that we were talking about, whatever the topic was. So make sure that your subject line always matches what you're talking about, especially if you're having correspondence back and forth in the same email. Second one is copy. The copy to goes to only people who need it. If you're copying everybody in your office, everybody in your family, everybody in your church, every time you send out an email, nobody's going to read it. They're going to get tired of you. It's going to be like crying wolf. It won't have respect, and they won't trust the information you're sending. There's another thing, too, is when we first started out in email, people would use the blind copy, which means that if I were to send you an email, people would not know that I was sending it to you and to somebody else. Don't ever do that anymore. if you're going to send an email to somebody, Sparkplug, and all the people that are listening and doing email 99% of the time, let people know who's being copied on there. And then the final one is, it's some people think this is a little more complicated, but I believe it really is what sets the tone. Set the context, and here's what I mean. It's a dear spark plug. Yes, I would be delighted to be on your show on Thursday, da-da-da, the date, the time, and that's setting the context. So if you're opening up your email, you know on the subject line we're talking about being a guest. The first line or two tells us exactly what the topic's going to be, and I don't have to roam through the entire email, of which I get 300 or 400 every day. So I will respect you, I will trust you, I will like getting an email from you because you're going to just make it so simple for me. So those, I think, are the three top rules. Are there more? Yes, there are, but those are the three best. Make sure the subject line matches, really matches what you're saying. Only copy and send it to people who really need the information, and then set the context of in the first line or two, and let people know what you really, what the topic of the email is about.
Well, Natalie, what about handwritten notes? Are they still a good way to communicate or thank someone?
Oh, you know what? They're just the best. And I'll tell you why. Just imagine it. This is a visual here for a second. You've got all your mail. You just got your mail, and you're going through, oh, a flyer, a big, thick envelope. That goes over in a, you know, I'll read that later pile, da-da-da. And then all of a sudden you come to an envelope that's handwritten. You physically put down all your mail and open the handwritten note. Why? Because you're curious. So if you're going in cleaning out your drawers and you're cleaning out your closets and everything else, you come to that little package of handwritten notes or the cards that you've received from significant people over time. You never throw those away. Handwritten notes are some of the most powerful way of staying in touch. And if you're keeping it, it means that you're remembering it. You're receiving a visceral, emotional response to somebody sending you a note. And I remember notes, and I'll tell you, people I've met saying, thank you so much for the information you gave me or the time you spent with me. They'll tell me, you know, I'll talk to them a month later, and they'll say, Natalie, thank you so much for that thank you note. And I still have it on my desk. It was just so nice. So it's memorable. It helps you keep your handwriting good because, you know, how often do we handwrite anything anymore? And people just really love them.
Well, let's go back to technology. When do you know a business associate well enough to text instead of email or send a written letter?
You know what? This is the new stuff. Social media is new, and texting, to me, is a viable option for being in communication. Now, I can tell you that a lot of people over the age of 50 don't like it at all. And, of course, if you're 20 or 16, you don't communicate any other way. You don't use email at all. But in a business situation, Sparkplug, this is very important. You cannot start texting someone until you know them. And you know them by, if you met them, let's say, at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and you exchanged business cards and you decided to have lunch, then after you've had that lunch, it's okay to text. But until you've had that meeting or until you've had a couple of phone calls with somebody and you really have set up a relationship, not just a warm relationship, but a warmer relationship where you've seen each other nose to nose or you've been on the webcam together, you are not to start texting them unless you have an agreement. And the agreement is, may I text you on that? Is that how you communicate? And a lot of people don't want to communicate that way. They want to be able to hold that information in a different way. Now, it really depends on the age, because I know when I've gone to a restaurant and you see the younger generation sitting at the table, they're texting all the time. So I would say this is business owners, executives, people that you're meeting in a strict business context. And I think that, you know, certainly the women, it's an intimate way of speaking with one another. You can do that with your friends, but I would wait on the texting until you have, you know, you get to know this person and you've developed a relationship. We have a new program coming up called Social Media Etiquette, and it'll be out soon, and you're going to be one of the first people to know about it, Sparkplug.
All right. Well, let's change gears here a little bit, Natalie.
Okay.
Let's talk about body language. What do people mean when they talk about reading someone's body language, and why is it so important?
Well, you know what, Sparkplug? This is so fascinating because it is just the most dynamic way of telling you how you're doing. And here's what I mean by that. Globally, every human, not just, you know, the ones that are in Atlanta or the ones that are in Los Angeles or in Europe, every person communicates by a language of way we show up, the smile, eye contact, how we use our hands. You can tell, anyone can tell when a good friend walks in the room, boy, he's having a hard time. Or you pick up the phone and you talk to somebody on the phone and their tone is like very down. You know their energy is down. So we have these clues since we're tiny, tiny, tiny. So people in front of you or people on webcams or people at conferences are telling you all the time how they are. 55% of how we communicate is our body, how we walk, how we use our hands, how we cock our head when we're looking at somebody. 38% is our tone and our pacing, like, yeah, I'm really glad to be with you. Yes, I'm really glad to be with you. Complete difference, and we can understand that. Only 7% of our communication is words. Imagine the loss that you will have if you're only using texting, if you're only using email, or if you only were using letters to communicate with people. So body language is just startling effective for you to see what's really going on with other people and the story that they're telling you.
Natalie, why do you think people do not return phone calls, and when did this become okay?
Well, it didn't. It absolutely is not okay. I stand here now, excuse me, saying if you're receiving a phone call, even if it's a sales call, it is bad etiquette to not take somebody's a thorn out of their paw if you're not interested or not return it. And it became okay when we went to voicemail. We used to have live people, receptionists, secretaries, people whose job it was to answer the phone. And then we went to voicemail. And voicemail, people would grr. Oh, I remember when it went to voicemail. Oh, I really want to talk to Sue. I don't really want to talk to that old thing, you know, the electronic. But then we went to voicemail and caller ID. And you get to look at it and go, nah, I don't want to talk to him right now. Oh, now it became a habit of choosing when to answer your phone and when not to answer your phone. Now, I don't think you should be responsive at every moment of the day to your telephone. I think that you can say, all right, I'll answer my phone and return my phone calls from 10 to 2 every day. Or let people know, you know, I'm not available from 9 to 11:30 every morning because I'm doing my work. But if somebody calls you and says, you know, I need this or I want this, return the phone call. One, it makes you a trusted advisor. It respects the other person, and people will get a feeling about you. Well, what about the telemarketers? You just call them back and say, you know what, Sparkplug, thank you so much, but I don't really need any vinyl siding. I appreciate you just taking my telephone number off that list. Took me 20 seconds to do that. Yes, I know you're busy, but if we go back to the emails, and your emails are really, you set your context and you know how to find them where you're doing it, your 300 emails will go a lot faster and you'll be able to return your phone calls. It's not okay to not return your phone calls. Also, if you're going to return your phone calls, return them within 24 hours. Don't make yourself too busy, because in business, we really need to speak to those people. There have been times when I've gotten a phone call and I go, whoa, I don't really want to talk to her right now because I've made up a story and whatever, and call up and say, well, hi, Janet, how are you? Thank you for your phone call. What can I do for you? And it's, will you speak? I have somebody in my office I want you to coach. We're doing our chapter meeting. Could you show up and be on a panel? And it's like, wow, if I hadn't returned that phone call because I had this story going on, I never would have developed that business. So return your phone calls. It's just a matter of good etiquette, and it's also very, very good personal habit and practice for you to say, if I'm generating this business and I'm generating these phone calls, then I have a responsibility for them, because you can get into some very bad business habits because you have determined, no, I'm not going to return that phone call.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, you have a special offer for a CD offer for our listening audience.
I do. I'm so excited about this. You know, we call it paying it forward or being a resource, just like you are. I know that you are. I know you're a very caring and contributing man, because I can tell that about you. And we need, when we've been in business for a while, we need to give it back and we need to pay it forward. So NatalieManor.com, that's NatalieManor.com, NatalieManor.com. You just go and click on that, and the opening page will say, here's your free CD for business communication etiquette, and it's a CD that I recorded with all, not just these five things that we've talked about, but all of the things we talked about. It's how to be, what's your body look like, how to dress, what's your handshake. We have a lot of fun with the handshake because a lot of people don't shake hands well, and I'm delighted that your audience would be interested in this. We'll get it out to you, and there you go. You can just play that anytime. You can pass it on to your staff. You could have a person that, you know, etiquette isn't as good as you'd like it to be. You can do it for high school students. There's nothing too advanced on there that people can't understand. And for the people who are real good at it, it's just a real nice reminder spark plug. Every now and then it's good to go, let me revisit that.
All right. Well, and finally, Natalie, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Well, again, it's NatalieManor.com, but I have an 800 number, and I'd love to hear from you. 800-666-2230, 800-666-2230, or you can just contact me personally. My very personal email is success@NatalieManor.com, success@NatalieManor.com. And SparkPlug, I'd really like to say again, is it is important for me to be a resource. I know a lot of stuff, and I've been through a lot of things in the last 24 years, the five books that we've put together and the hundreds of products and all the places I've spoken. I have a body of knowledge, and if someone calls me up and says, Natalie, can you help, I'd be delighted to do that.
All right. Well, I definitely look forward to having you back again next
week. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
All right. Well, Miss Natalie R. Manor,
yes,
CEO of NMA and Natalie Manor & Associates, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, SparkPlug. You be blessed.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on SparkPlug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Miss Natalie R. Manor. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google SparkPlug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at nataliemanor.com. This is SparkPlug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.